talk now about the return to school as millions of young Americans head back to college and university. We're joined now by Joseph Castro, California State University Chancellor, along with our education reporter, Aarthi Swaminathan. That's Brian Chung there, but Aarthi is here. Don't worry. Don't worry. So, Chancellor, I want to start with you just broadly. What can students expect, at least in the Cal State system, once they do head back to campus?
Well, thank you for inviting me. The Cal State system is the largest system of its kind in the country, almost 500,000 students. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that they're safe when they come back to campus, as well as our faculty and staff. And this will be a transitional period of time over the next few months. But I'm confident that we're going to do everything we can to help them achieve their educational goals while keeping them safe.
Chancellor, how are you thinking about the vaccine mandate, and how are you communicating that to students? Has there been any pushback from groups like students, parents, faculty at all?
Well, we have required vaccination for all students, faculty, and staff who are going to be on any one of our 23 campuses. And originally, we had connected it to FDA approval, but we decided not to because we wanted to, again, take every step we could to ensure the safety for them and their families. And while there have been some people who've opposed the mandate, by and large, our student and faculty and staff leaders have embraced it. And so many of them have been sending in their confirmation of vaccination. For those who are not willing to be vaccinated, they can continue to be enrolled in the CSU. They would just need to take online classes.
Chancellor, one concern for a lot of students going back to school is not even just the Delta variant, but also the ability to pay for school. Obviously, costs for education have gone up quite a lot. Now, we do know that there is that extra 6 months before those student debt payments will begin again. But what have you seen in terms of conversations between students and the Office of Financial Aid, perhaps, in terms of getting students help if they do need it headed into this fall semester?
Thank you. This is a very important issue for our students. We serve many students from low-income backgrounds, many first-generation to college students. So I'm very sensitive to that. And our system has kept our tuition basically flat for the last several years. And then we've invested heavily in basic needs programs for food and housing, technology. We've received over $1 billion in federal funding that we've used in part for emergency grants for our students. So we're doing everything we can to help them to succeed during this very challenging time.
Chancellor, we are both in California, news of all these cases rising. You have a vaccination mandate, but Stanford just came out with the news that it's also going to do weekly testing. Is that something on the cards for you, just given how many, the volume of students that are going to be on campus?
Well, our campuses are working together. I'll be meeting with our presidents again tomorrow to discuss our plans, but we have testing arrangements at many of the campuses. As you know, our system stretches from Humboldt in the north to San Diego in the south, and each of our campuses needs to pay attention to federal, state, and county guidelines. In some cases, the counties differ in terms of their health approaches, and we must follow that guidance from them. So there's an element of uncertainty as we move into the fall, but we're going to do everything we can again, to ensure the safety of our students so that they can be successful in meeting their educational goals.
Chancellor, there are just a very small number of schools that are now deciding to go remote for a couple of weeks. The University of Texas in San Antonio is one that we saw yesterday. So what would trigger that point when you pivot completely to remote, be it for a few weeks or for the entire semester?
Well, I think what we've learned during this pandemic is that things can change from 1 hour to the next. And I'm staying in very close touch with each of our 23 presidents. We'll be meeting again tomorrow, as I mentioned, and talking about our plans. And we may have to make some adjustments as we get closer to the fall. But what I can tell you is that we'll be focused on health and safety and educational success, and that will be those will be kind of our guiding light, so to speak, to ensure that our students are able to get their work done and our faculty and staff can serve them effectively.
Chancellor, you're in a state where at least the leadership within the state, I'm looking at the governor, Gavin Newsom, is at least very supportive of some of the initiatives that you are trying to implement, like some of those vaccine mandates. But that's not true for all school administrators all around the country. We're constantly hearing the headlines of school districts that are having to defy orders. Governor's orders. I'm thinking of Florida right now with Governor Ron DeSantis essentially threatening to cut off funding to some of the public school districts. Now, I know that you're working in higher education, but I'm curious to know what you would say to some of your counterparts in some other states right now that are essentially having to fight, you know, the leadership within their states and even sometimes local municipalities to ensure that students are safe and to make these mandates to wear masks or even to get vaccinated.
Well, you're correct. I'm very fortunate to have a progressive governor in Gavin Newsom. He has supported us all along the way in terms of making sure that our students, faculty, and staff are safe, and he's invested more in the Cal State. We received the largest budget increase since 1984, so we're very fortunate. For those chancellors and presidents in states where this has become unfortunately more politicized, I would just advise them to keep their eye on the ball. We are educators. Our job is to make sure that the students, faculty, and staff that we serve are safe, and their families as well. And I think that's the most important thing as we achieve our mission.
All right, we'll leave that there. Joseph Castro, California State University Chancellor, education reporter Aarthi Swaminathan. Thanks to you both so much for joining us today.